the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
G'day, Angus Verley here. Coming up on the Country Hour, you'll get a look at how the grain harvest is progressing and hear from some farmers who report frustratingly slow progress that means this year they probably won't wrap up until well after Christmas. And Grain Producers Australia says it expects an emergency permit to use double-strength mouse bait will be extended next year and eventually made permanent. Grain Producers Australia says it expects an emergency permit to use double-strength mouse bait will be extended for 2023 and made permanent in the longer term. Trial work has shown the double-strength zinc phosphide bait is four times more effective at controlling mice than traditional bait. Andrew Wiedemann, Southern Director with GPA, says farmers and researchers have been working on double-strength bait for quite a while.
The research work on this has been going on over the last 4 or 5 years, really, with the work being promoted through the National Mouse Management Working Group, promoting new technologies and the opportunities to try and control mice better. And the Zinc 50, as listeners are probably aware also, we applied for an emergency permit over 12 months ago now to be put in place so that we could have access to the researched Zinc 50. Now, the research has now been proven and peer-reviewed and has shown to be extremely effective on mice control and much better than what we were seeing in terms of control with Zinc 25. So that's still a product, of course, that's available and will work, but in the cases where we were seeing aversion issues, large numbers of mice and more food on the ground, the Zinc 50 has now been proven to be able to control more mice numbers and more efficiently and more effectively.
Okay, so you talked about aversion issues there, and that's where maybe using the traditional strength, the 25 grams per kilo zinc phosphide bait, where the mice have received a sublethal dose and then they've got an aversion to the bait and then they're going to be very hard to kill?
Yes, that's correct. So once they've had basically a bad taste in their mouth, they don't come back for bait for 6 to 8 weeks, and of course they can breed, multiply and continue to have a large population there for people to control. And look, I'm quite pleased that the work was really initiated through the growers throughout the Wimmera and particularly around Birchip, where they were seeing this and reporting it, and we were able to then take that through to CSIRO, funded by the Grains Research Development Corporation, and essentially the research work and the outcome has all been done from essentially the central Victoria. So, all this work is sort of pointing, obviously, Angus, to a future registration, and that future registration obviously is going to require a lot more detail around the environment, the usage patterns, and we've, along with the regulator, the APVMA, have developed a training platform for growers to use, and they will have to use that to get access to purchase the bait. And that is going to be a huge step up for farmers, but in this day and age when we're trying to prove our story around providence and sustainability and being in control of what we do, this is just a starting process around that as well.
When will that kick in, that requirement for growers to do that GPA course to access the double-strength bait?
We envisage that will be launched at the timing of the next extension of the current permit, which will also include extra manufacturers. And so that will start on the 1st of January 2023. And once the regulator has put that out there, then obviously the work will then continue to look at future registration of the product.
In terms of mice numbers, Andrew, there's an expectation that after this harvest there'll be a lot of grain left behind, whether that's flooded out areas or lodged grain or wind-affected crops. So is there going to be a pretty heavy feed load there for mice to breed up?
Yes, look, unfortunately, Angus, we do see these types of years as the precursor to a run of mouse issues. And yes, I'm expecting that we're going to see a build-up of population, particularly with this cool weather as well and moisture that's around, and the feed availability, as you've suggested. There's going to be quite a lot of that. I think growers are well aware now of trying to manage that also in their farming programs. There's a lot more research being done around using trays under the backs of headers and things and showing yield losses. And I think farmers have become a lot more aware of how to use those tools as well. So it's a combination of that. But look, unfortunately, I think with the weather pattern, I'm already seeing a lot more mouse activity in stubbles at night, and I'm sure other growers are seeing the same thing. So I'm expecting we'll see a build-up of that population sort of through February, March, and then unfortunately usually coinciding with us trying to put a crop in the ground, Angus. So, yeah, so this will be timely for growers. You'll have a much better product in my mind.
While I've got you, Andrew, what are you hearing in terms of the harvest, for, I suppose, both your own harvest and those around you? Because I guess what we're hearing is that it's pretty slow going and it is a bit of a mixed bag in terms of both yield and particularly quality.
Yeah, look, it is, Angus. Unfortunately, that late weather pattern that we've seen through sort of August, September and well into October and the start of November with the rain has certainly impacted on the overall outcome of this year's crop, but I still feel it's going to be one crop that's going to be right up there in terms of overall production. And you're right, the quality is an issue. There's certainly quality issues around wheat and barley, probably more particularly wheat. We're seeing Fusarium head blight issues in terms of grain quality there. And unfortunately, as we know, it was so wet the farmers couldn't get on the paddocks to be able to control the diseases at the time that they really wanted to be out there like ourselves. So I still think that so far for our own position, you know, I've stripped probably a record canola crop. I've seen yields that I haven't really seen before previously in a lot of paddocks. So I think it's certainly, in that case, good, but now we're into barley and we're seeing that going okay, but probably not yielding quite as well as we thought it might have. But, you know, it's early days yet, Angus, and like everybody here, it's going to be a slow grind and we're going to be harvesting well into January, that's for sure.
That was Andrew Edelman, Southern Director with Grain Producers Australia, talking there about the expected extension of permission to use that double-strength zinc phosphide bait.